to Breaking Autopilot, a conversational podcast about intentional living. So intentional living, I think you sometimes you're pretty intentional, but are you really focused intentional? This summer has been a lot of activity, a lot of fun things have been going on, and I've really been breaking an autopilot. I had a chance most recently to do stand-up paddle boarding, and maybe this all kind of spurs from saying things I want to do and I want to be outside. But I remember somebody kind of saying, you just do yoga. That really has stuck with me and aggravated the kind of rough crud out of me. I don't just do yoga. I don't just do anything. And while I was scheduling and finding things to do and spontaneities, another kind of funny thing that people keep bringing up is, are you really being spontaneous if you're planning it? You can't plan something not be spontaneous. There's not time slots. There's not things that you won't get the opportunity that you want just waiting around to be spontaneous. There's not an activity that you want to do just at the spur of the moment. So you have to do some planning with that. And so while I've been taking a step back and enjoying having some free time, having some dating time, it has taken away from some intentional focus time, though. I haven't been able to read a book. I haven't been able to get into it. I've just spent some time, more time daydreaming about things, enjoying the San Francisco trip, enjoying my stand-up paddleboarding, getting the opportunity to go on some dates and to feel flattered and to feel special a little. That's pretty cool. And to take opportunities with them to be spontaneous. So whether that's gazing under the stars or taking a kayak trip for my very first time, I feel blessed to be able to do those things and to be with those people that are willing to share their time with me. And so as I start to think that this summer is winding down and we're into school and starting to plan the school schedules, we're also ramping up what my rest of my life is and the Girl Scout mom. It's also ramping up what the planning is going on. We'll have our first Girl Scout activity Saturday where we'll be shopping for kids at the local school to help buy clothes or shoes or for them going back to school. And so I need to balance the account. That's something I haven't done for a month or so. And wrap up the camping retreat we had way back in June. And then I need to focus on my yoga. I've got some more participants that are wanting to join, and I need to make sure that I have time carved out for that so that I'm not rushed, but able to do what I want to do with yoga and to offer it. I need to check on starting my studio class in mid-August to make sure we're still on track for that. I've been asked to check into doing yoga at the Riverside, and I need to check on that. My family and kids, like what is going to be the activities. Jack has Boy Scouts, Gallery has Girl Scouts. Girl Scout meetings will be on Sundays, Boy Scouts on Tuesdays. So what nights do I want to offer yoga? Currently offered on Thursdays. But also, what do we want to get out of this year? And Jack will be working on Eagle Scout this year, and so I want to make sure that that focus is in there and that I help him achieve that goal. For me, what else can I do with my kids to achieve goals so that it's not self-centered, but it's family-centered? And so Jack and I talked about karate this morning, and when I stopped doing karate, 6 months pregnant with Jack, and Jack is 14 now, I was a first-degree brown belt. And so that's pretty close to that black belt and that goal. And so should I get him refreshed and I felt more physically fit, ready to run a 5K tomorrow night with my friends, then I feel like I'm ready to jump back into that. So I need to call and check on that, find out which night would be karate and family and how much that cost would be and get into my single lifestyle on it. So a lot of planning to be done. But I feel good about it. And I actually was starting to wonder if I'd lost myself, if I was daydreaming too much about nothing and just enjoying the feeling without the actions. Of course, my actions, if anyone knows me, I've not stopped doing anything. I just haven't intentionally been focused on planning to do anything for a longer, you know, stretch. It's been more of immediate, more of what are we going to do this month, what are we going to do this weekend. And a short-term focus, where now I'm thinking long-term, what's the school year going to look like, what are the things we need to do, what our schedules need to be. Even with my match online dating, just taking my profile down today and saying, I don't really have time for much more than the folks that I'm talking to now that may turn into something else if we can do life together, who knows, and be able to talk about just what the life is going on and other things. I haven't really wanted to talk much about that and just using that as an escape from the responsibility centers and stuff. So we'll see how it all goes and how it turns out. But intentional living podcast, even doing the podcast, I had to be intentional with that. So it's time to get a little thought into the routine, a little comfort in my routine. But my routine is busy, so I don't want anyone to think that routine means dull. And I certainly, for myself, don't want to think routine is dull. Routine for me is exciting. Routine for me means that I have things that I'm going to accomplish, and I like that feeling. I like achieving goals. I like helping others achieve goals, and it's inspiring to be with others. And so maybe someone else will come on this journey as they came with me on my stand-up paddle boarding, and they came with me on this 5K retreat, and we'll continue our running, and we're continuing to build one another up. And that's the people that I want around me anyway, is the ones that build each other up. So I feel good. And August is going to be a great month. So I hope you look at your year ahead, and whether you have children or school years, or how that you look at what the year is for you, and you think about, what is it I'm going to do? What's going to be different this time next year from where you are today? Where are you going to be? What do you want to do? If you want to do something, make a plan for it. Get a blueprint. Go ahead and make some phone calls and work towards that. Because that year is going to pass regardless whether you make a goal or you don't. So you might as well live it intentionally and enjoy it. Have a good day, and I hope you keep on keeping on. Take off and fly.